Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they are engaged. We have a guest on, and again, like I was saying last hour, it wouldn't be getting the kind of play on my show if it was just two celebrities that were engaged, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. It wouldn't be getting any play, but Katie Holmes is from Toledo. But I believe the thing that makes this interesting and makes my ears perk up and should make other Toledoans and especially the Holmes family's ears perk up is the fact that Tom Cruise is a Scientologist. And it's allegedly a religion started by L. Ron Hubbard back in 1954. Here's a guy who dropped out of college with failing grades, although he would later claim a distinguished wartime naval career. Hubbard, in fact, never saw combat and left the U.S. Navy petitioning the Veterans Administration for psychiatric care. He had two bigamist marriages that failed. He found success writing pulp science fiction. He declared in the 1940s, writing for a penny a word is ridiculous. If a man really wants to make $1 million, the best way would be to start his own religion. Piecing together hypnotic techniques, Freudian theories, Buddhist concepts, and elements of other philosophies and practices, Hubbard came up with Dianetics. He published Dianetics, the Modern Science of Mental Health, in 1950. In Dianetic practice, the patient, working with a partner called an auditor, recalls past painful experiences in reverse chronological sequence, supposedly erasing their negative effects and attaining a state called clear, alleging free from all ills. So how do you talk to a Scientologist? What do we need to know about Scientology? Everything we found on the internet isn't real positive. And I want to introduce you to Michael Leonard Tilsey, just like it looks. He was a Scientologist for 27 years, and he joins us now on the phone. Hello, Michael. You're on 1370 WSBD.
Hello.
Appreciate you doing the show.
Well, thank you very much for giving me a call.
Now, you're aware of Tom Cruise is dating Katie Holmes, who's from Toledo, correct?
Oh, yes. It's all over the net.
Yeah, and Katie is, well, there's that freekatie.net website with T-shirts trying to get her out of there.
I've seen that.
Yeah, and which is kind of funny. And like I was saying, it's not really a story, but I believe it is a story when Katie Holmes from Toledo is now embracing Scientology. She is seen with Scientologists everywhere she goes now. Tom Cruise's sister, who's heavy into Scientology, is now his PR person. And now you're hearing Tom talk about Scientology more now than ever. And I think, a lot of people accuse Tom and Katie that this was a PR move for their movies. And I think that we're missing it. I think it's a PR move for Scientology.
Oh, I think you probably put your finger right on it.
You know, she's a young and up-and-coming actress. He is a well-established movie star. And I don't ever remember him talking about Scientology in an open way. Ever, especially with any of his women that he's been linked to.
There has been some notice of it with Penelope Cruz and, of course, Nicole.
Okay, and I also heard, stories that was part of the problem with the breakup between him and Nicole Kidman. But let's talk about you. You were a Scientologist for 27 years. Take me back 27 years ago. How did you get involved?
Well, I was attending San Francisco Art Institute. And one day, I decided to take a walk downtown, and I passed someone on a street corner, and they said, "Would you like to learn to communicate better?" And, of course, being an artist at the time, I did. So I went up, and I took their personality test and wound up taking their initial, what they call a communication course. And that started my career in Scientology.
So just a chance you ran into some Scientologists on the street. Now, did you know it was Scientology at the time, or they told you later?
Well, not on the street, but as soon as you got into the building, it was obvious that Scientology was the name of it. I had no previous experience with Scientology. I didn't know anything about it.
So you embraced Scientology. This became your life?
In a lot of ways, it did. I was on staff probably for a total of about 2.5 years. And, of course, when I was on staff, it pretty much took up all my time.
Now, were you, paid on staff? Or, you quit your job and you just became...
Well, I didn't have a job. I dropped out of school. I went to work in the organization, as they're called, and I was paid anywhere from $2 to maybe $10 a week. I lived in an apartment with, I think there were six other staff members, and my part of the rent was $28 a month at the time. But I never got paid very much at all, and yet I was expected to work a full, basically 40-hour week, and put in 2 hours of study a day.
Did you ever achieve what they refer to as clear?
Yes.
Okay, now, there's different levels of Scientology, correct? Different levels, and is it called operating, is it Satan levels?
Yes.
Satan levels, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Yes. There's also an 8.
There is an 8?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is Tom Cruise? Do we know? Is there a list somewhere that says where they're at?
By looking at the completion list that Scientology published, you can sometimes find that out. The best knowledge I have is that he's been listed as an OT4.
So he's at 4, so he's halfway there to being an 8.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty high level. I suspect that he's actually been on or completed 7.
What level were you?
I was at the point where I was trying to get onto the confidential levels. So I was.
Is that 8?
Huh?
Is that 8?
No, that's clear.
That's clear, okay. And that's where they tell you the secrets and the ins and outs of Scientology?
Well, after you go clear, generally, they start introducing you to the mystery, so to speak.
Okay, and what is the mystery? And are you sworn to secrecy that you won't tell these mysteries?
People in Scientology believe that they are sworn, but I believe that any such swearing is basically fraudulent because they don't know the whole truth. But yes, most Scientologists are told that they cannot talk about anything to do with these upper levels.
So 27 years, you're a Scientologist. How much money did you spend, and is that significant in any way? I mean, is it part of achieving different levels as a Thetan?
Well, yes. They have what they call fixed donations. In other words, it's quid pro quo. You pay so much money, and you get to do your next level. I gave them over $200,000 in my time in Scientology, most of it in the last 5 years I was in.
Could you achieve the growth and got to these different levels without giving that kind of money, or is it mandatory?
It's pretty much mandatory. They make sort of lip service that you could do it by studying with another Scientologist and you know, sort of cross-helping each other. But the truth is, the vast majority of Scientologists are required to get their services directly from the church for money.
After 27 years, I mean, 27 years is a long time. Why did you walk away? What led to, you know, is this something that just happened quickly, or over a few years you realized that, hey, this isn't for me?
It happened over a few years. One of the things with me is that I had an innate sense of fairness and an innate sense of justice that I had developed growing up in sort of a bad family situation. That never left me, and when I started experiencing things within Scientology that didn't make sense to me, that were injustices, that were unfair, that's when I started to doubt. But it actually took me about 10 years from that point to where I finally broke with Scientology.
And how was that received when you broke from Scientology?
Not very well. I got a call from their Secret Service, otherwise known as Office of Special Affairs, that they wanted me to talk up and, you know, to shut up. And they basically made some veiled legal threats about me mailing out hate mail.
So they threatened you with litigation?
Essentially, not in so many words. But I wasn't the person who mailed it out, so they basically don't have anything to stand on.
All right, how much more time do you have? Do you have more time? Please tell
me. Oh, I have lots of time.
All right, hold on. We're gonna find out everything we need to know about Scientology. So family members of Katie Holmes, if you're listening, you can give her the truth about what she's getting herself into.
Denny Radio on 1370 WSPD. News Radio 1370 WSPD.
Denny Schaefer.
Wait, where are you going? I'm on the brink of utopia.
Denny Radio on 1370 WSPD.
In case you didn't hear about it, I'm sure it's going to be huge news. Katie Holmes now engaged to Tom Cruise. They got engaged earlier today. Actually, it would have been yesterday, our time, at the Eiffel Tower. Katie is embracing Scientology, and let's get back to our guest. It's Michael Tilsey, and he was a Scientologist for 27 years. Michael, appreciate you going on to talk about this, because, you know, it seems like every time I bring up Scientology and the things that we find on the internet, you know, about when I'm talking about thetans and is it Xenu?
Yes.
The space alien or whatever it was. Anyway, and all this stuff. And I get people, Scientologists that listen that, you know, send me emails ripping me saying I don't know what I'm talking about. Now, you were a Scientologist for 27 years, so you pretty much knew know the inner workings of Scientology.
I know pretty well the inner workings of Scientology, yes.
Now, are you living in California now?
I am.
All right. Now, and is Scientology growing in California and all over the country and or even the world for that matter?
Scientology says it is, but the commentary from people who are outside Scientology is that it's actually shrinking, that there's not nearly as many people in the organizations these days as there used to be.
Because it takes a few bucks.
Oh, it takes a lot of bucks.
We were broadcasting when I used to host a morning show for a number of years. We used to do broadcasts from Clearwater, and they have a big Scientology center right there. And we would drive by, and I said, you know, let's talk to those people and see if they'll go on the air and talk to us. Yeah, that's basically the response we got from them. There was no way they were going to talk to us.
Oh, no, they're prohibited, basically. The only people allowed to talk about Scientology from Scientology are people who are specially trained to do that.
Well, give me the facts about Scientology. Give me the truth that you, as you know it, to be the truth about Scientology.
The truth about Scientology is that it's a fraud. And that's a strong statement to make, but it's a statement that you would make about any other circumstance where someone induced you into some kind of contract or some kind of thing that you're doing in your life, and they do not fully inform you of the nature of what you're getting into, but they make you sign a contract. It's a lie from the very beginning, and you're not told significant information that you really need to know.
What's on this contract?
Well, there are various contracts. As you mentioned, the one when you get onto the upper levels, you basically sign a contract that says you won't say anything about the content of those upper levels. If you have some like depression issues or something like that, you'll be made to sign an affidavit saying that, you know, your mental problems are in no way, you know, caused by Scientology, because they want to protect, you know, their financial interests. So all along you sign these things, and recently they've introduced one where you sign a document saying that you refuse psychiatric treatment and that you will allow Scientology to take you and treat you with something called the introspection rundown, where they basically lock you in a room until you calm down. They did that to Lisa McPherson at Flag, and 17 days later she was dead.
And didn't they sue?
The family did, yes.
And did they win?
The family evidently settled. It was a secret gag agreement for whatever money they got, so neither side is talking about it, which I think is egregious. I think that things like that need to be in the public eye.
And L. Ron Hubbard started this in 1954, correct?
Actually, he started it earlier with the book Dianetics, and actually even before that with some stuff that he was doing pre-Dianetics.
And didn't he have psychiatric problems himself?
Oh, yes, there exists a letter where he was pleading with the War Department, I believe it was, to get him psychiatric help.
And he is the founder and leader, and is he like a god to Scientologists?
In fact, probably yes, but certainly in the way they word it or talk about it, no. The official line is that he was just another guy who somehow managed to solve all these problems.
What do Scientologists believe?
Well, the basic belief, I think you'd have to say, is that everybody is a spiritual being, and that they have to live, they live from life to life, sort of a reincarnation kind of concept where one person would live a life in one body and then pick up another body in another lifetime and live another life there. That's central to the basic upper level features of Scientology, which says all the problems that you have are from things in the past, way past, millions of years ago.
Okay. Would you say, Michael Tilsey, who was a Scientologist for 27 years, and when did you leave it?
I left it basically in January of 2003, and in April I wrote up an essay regarding me leaving Scientology and sent it to some friends.
Would you say Scientology is a cult?
Oh, absolutely. If you look at, I believe it's Robert Lipton or Lipton's, eight characteristics of a cult, and you look at what he, you know, specifies as a characteristic of a cult, you compare it to the things Scientology does and believes, it exactly matches.
All right, hold on a sec, Michael. Well, he's willing to take some calls. If you have any questions for him, you can call the show. I still have many more, but we'll continue our conversation with a former Scientologist next.
Denny Radio on 1370 WSPD.